don't remember my, too many details of my grandfather and my grandmother. They had five children, three sons, two daughters.
Now wait, which grandparents are they?
Arnfeld.
Arnfeld.
You leave out the Janus, they were dead long ago. My grandmother was short and very intelligent. As I said, a little like little children. And was well be the matriarch. A rather small but forceful matriarch. My grandfather, his name was Marcus. Now he was sensitive. I remember my parents telling me that when they were really had a worry about food and getting enough to eat for the children, he would come home from work and there was a little posy or a little plant or something over an old alligator. And he would hand it to his brother, which was what? And my mother used to say that on more than one occasion, my grandmother would say, thank you very much, but really we need the bread, you know. But he was that kind. He always had that little extra little gift for his little wife. But that's a good tip.
Did the Arnfeld live in Allegheny?
Oh, yes. Roy.
And how many children did they have, you said?
Well, they had my mother, five.
Boys and girls. Henry.
Three boys to girls.
The very beginning, you mentioned Erie in connection with your grandmother.
I don't know a thing about that. Yeah. The Arnfelds must have lived there a short time when they came over from Germany. They all came from the northern part of Germany, and I think what happened is they would hear about friends, and they would, for instance, my grandfather had a job working for some furrier in Erie for a while. I know nothing about them. But that's how they would come over. Now, this you see, I should know the date, this was around after the Franco-Prussian War. What these people did, what my people did, was serve their time, which was a draft army in Germany, they served their time in the army and then came to the States. In other words, they didn't come over to avoid their service. My father, for example, is a very, I have a picture of him somewhere, he was, which is quite unusual for Jewish people, he was a sergeant, I guess you'd call it, yes, in a cavalry unit. And I had a picture of him, you know, with a mustache and a funny helmet and all that, and they served, and then they came in. Because this was before the big influx, isn't it?
Yes.
There was an influx of Jews from Europe in the 60s, wasn't it? Then there was another one kind of in the
80s.
There was one in the 40s.
40s. Germany.
Because, you see, Jane's family, her grandparents, were married in Philadelphia. So they came over in the 40s or 50s. But these people of mine actually did their military and then came, which is not important. So I don't know what they did in Erie, but I know they weren't there very long.
And then they moved to Pittsburgh.
They moved to Pittsburgh, again because there were friends here.
How do you remember your father? Tell us a little about him.
Tall. Very good looking. A short cut mustache. Deep set eyes. Very sensitive. Not much humor. A little on the strict side. very fair. Loved his children and was very proud of them, but found it difficult to tell them. But my father had unbelievable integrity. And I can remember when I was just a kid. As I say, we lived in Lawrenceville, the church we had, the Jewish family, the whole place. He rather valued more than anything else the goodwill of his neighbors in Lawrenceville. More than anything, including worldly goods. We were very, what's the word when you have that much money? He educated his children. We took these trips. He worked hard, but that was it. We were never up in the other financial status. That's the point. You better ask me now, because I don't fucking. He was a very proud man. Very proud. Very hard work. Never bothered playing cards like so many of them did.
Did you ever take part in a business at all? Did you help?
Every Saturday after school. Mm-hmm. Pretty precisely. Haberdashery. Mm-hmm. And the Saturday after school, I was down there and during the Christmas holiday. And there were many Saturday nights that I never told that I would love to have gone to a party. When I went after the president, he was a leader. He would have said immediately, go. But I knew he needed some help, and he'd been so wonderful with me. You know, I went to medical school when the financial world was crashing down, and my father was able to send me through medical school without my having to work. Whether I took a summer job was like when I was a sophomore, I took jobs in hospitals, you know, but they didn't pay. But I did, to that degree, I helped him in his business, but never a part of it. No.
Did your sister also help in the store, or was that?
My sister is another story. My sister Hazel, good looking, never thought she was. Very bright. Told you something about my mother's emotional business. We can cut that down on me. My sister had it. We all have problems. My sister liked people very much. She was shyer than I am, and that's pretty shy. Many times when my mother was ill, my sister would be the one to be with her or to go with her. But my sister got a job, and my wife had pushed her this way, at the Priscilla Guthrie Bookshop. Now, you're too young to know what that was. It was the finest bookshop in all of West Virginia. They had a branch over in the Shelley Apartments, which is now, you know, where the Pipton is.
Yeah.
And it was the top bookshop. They later opened a branch downtown, which was across from where the William came. And what? Hazel became manager of the downtown shop, and she and Hazel Clifford ran the Priscilla Guthrie bookshops. She was eminently successful. A business member would call up and say, well, it's Christmas, Miss Jana. I have to send 30 books. Please pick them out and send them. She had a lot of humor, but was almost as social. Very attractive. And very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And just didn't like to date guys.
Did she never marry?
No. And there again, I've lost these dates. I did tell you, I think, with Jane, my wife died. 4 years ago, in October, Want some more?
No, it's fine.
Were you and your sister close?
Yes. My sister and I were close, and I said yes very quickly. We were pretty critical of each other, as a matter of fact. I find, now you can cut this right out of this interview, but among my various unimportant discoveries, I was thinking about family life. Mm-hmm. Oh, honor, girl, which I think is a little art. You know, if you are my friend and we meet each other as almost mature people, that's pretty good. But if I feel obligated because my mother and your mother were sisters, that's fairly remote. And as somebody once said, family life is really basically best for the weaker members of the family. When you stop to think about it, it's true. And that was where I took off. So that my own family was never a matter of deep affection as it was of respect. And so I found myself as a young person, one of the reasons I came back from the West, it was not family love, but family regard. And so I felt that while my sister and I were close, and we could depend on each other for anything, I think she had a deeper affection than I. Does that answer it? This gets into a psychoanalysis.
Did you have one home all the time, all of your married life, or did you move several times?
No. One.
Can you tell us where it was?
Well, of course I can. First year we were married, there were no apartments in Pittsburgh. Jane was working, and we waited for an apartment to be built. And that was Wendover Street. McShorrington just built some buildings. Then, I guess we were there about 2 years. And then we found a house at 6612 Beacon Street. Over a little bit, lived there until 5 years ago. Then we moved in here. So Jane lived here about a year and a half. Her cancer, which she had 21 years before, returned. Yes, actually. So we only lived in the house in here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's time for me to ask some questions.